most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, and listen to any of their interviews instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website directly. That website is latalkradio.com, and click on the link at the top of the website. It says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for a graphic of the show, Question Reality, and click the link. This takes you directly to our archive page, and that is where you can view the list of all of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes under the podcast section, and you can type Question Reality Radio in the search box, and that should pull us up. And we're also on a website called Stitcher.com. Now, if you want to find out about our future guest, you got to go to the official Question Reality website. That's a whole different website. The Question Reality radio show website is at QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. I can't talk. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. Too much eggnog. And we have all of the guests that are going to be on the show for 2013. And boy, they're coming in fast and furious. And we got a great lineup. It's going to be a very exciting year. So you might want to go there and check it out. And if you are working in the industry professionally, or you know someone who is, and they want to come on the show, they can contact us and we will have someone chat with them and discuss what the options are. Okay, now today we are, this is December, so what are we doing? Everybody's running around getting ready for Christmas and New Year's Eve. And usually in December, what do? We usually start going, oh, we evaluate our career. Are we working fast enough? Are we working hard enough? We just sometimes feel like we're just not getting the most out of our lives. And that is why I thought it would be perfect to have this guest on today. His name is William Constantine, and he is a life coach. Now, some people, because you know, the show is broadcast worldwide, and I have fans all over the world, and some people may not have heard of what these crazy Americans are doing. What's this life coach we've heard about? What's going on over there? Well, let me just tell you what a life coach is. A life coach basically provides guidance to individuals who want to accomplish specific goals, but they may be having difficulty doing so on their own. You know how we want to go on that diet, we start, and then next thing you know, the Snicker bar is going down my throat. Your throat. So the fats come in, the fatty foods, the holidays are going to just come upon us. But that's a goal. Usually people have that on their New Year's Eve list, right? Their, what is it called? The resolutions list. So a lot of people fail. Let's just be honest. They can't stick to their goals, or they may have trouble. So choosing the right life coach, or choosing a life coach, is really really, really what you should consider, because choosing the right life coach, and I say right, because not everyone is going to be right for you. It's just like picking a therapist or a psychiatrist or a doctor. And they have to be compatible with you. Just because they have the title doesn't mean you're going to be compatible. So again, choosing the right life coach involves things like knowing what your needs and your goals are and seeking out these potential coaches through they have referral services, and also you can do it through personal references. But before deciding on the right coach or a coach, you should do your research. You got to research the life coach, interview him or her, and participate in what's called a sample session. This is what they offer. Now, today we're going to find out more about how to choose the perfect life coach, because we have the in demand, he's highly in demand, worldwide, I call him life coach extraordinaire, Mr. William Constantine on the show. And he is fantastic. He's been on the show previously. We have so many people that email and call in and say they really enjoyed the show. And let me tell you just a little teeny bit about William, and then we'll let him go on about himself. He has been dubbed a living luminary by his clients and fans and peers. And William is a growing force in the personal development and self-help movement. And his life and executive coaching programs, they really provide results. You can just go to his website, and he has like tons of reviews, testimonials, talking about how he has helped them. Now, scores of people across the globe have learned how to create what they desire in their lives, get more happiness, more love. Who doesn't want more love? Better health. And of course, we all want some wealth. We want some wealth. And what he says is that he can empower you to transform your lives by realizing that everything that we could ever want, and this may be hard for us to understand or comprehend, but he says that everything that we could ever want, we already have the tools to get it. But we need to get out of our own way, release the fears, the doubts, the anxieties, to break the human, break free of the human conditioning and the thoughts and beliefs that no longer serve us. And we need to surrender to the infinite intelligence that is within all of us, okay? So hopefully he can help us do it today, because it's easier said than done. Now, today we're going to find out, we're going to ask some questions such as how does one find the most compatible life coach for their needs? And we're going to ask him how can individuals achieve goals without sacrificing their values? And another question that I came up with, what is keeping people from living their best life? I've been thinking about that a lot. I've been pondering that. So it is perfect that William is on the show today. Now, his website, if you want to check that out, is drwilliamconstantine.com. drwilliamconstantine.com. So without further ado, let's talk to him. He's probably asleep by now. William, are you there, or did I put you into a sleep?
No, I'm here.
You're here! So, yay! Wow, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, you know, you're always one of our favorites. Now, I think that you used to live here, and I think now you've moved to Vermont. So my question is, how cold is it in Vermont right now?
It's freezing right now, yeah. It's cold, yeah. So
what does one do in Vermont? I know it's a beautiful, because I'm from Connecticut, I know it's so beautiful over there, but boy, does it get really cold. And but the cheese is good, I hear.
Yeah. It snowed yesterday, and today it was just, it warmed up a little, and it's just been a little rainy.
That gloom and doomy weather is not going to bring you down, does it, William Constantine?
Nope. No, in my spare time, I do a lot of wildlife photography, so mm-hmm. this is a perfect area for that.
Oh my God, yes, it is beautiful. For those of you who haven't been to Vermont, oh my God, if you go there, chances are you may never want to leave. You may just pack everything up and say, that's it, I'm moving to Vermont. Now, let's get into it. I do want to tell people that the lines will be open today. We usually do have closed sessions on the show, but I had so many people emailing me saying that they wanted to ask some questions. I did tell them that they could call in around 5:30. So if you do want to call in, let's start it at 5:30 because we want to get a little bit of information out of William before he's bombarded with calls. So just in case, we want to give you the number, which of course I cannot find now. I never remember the number to call in. Okay, it's 323, area code 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And let's call about 5:30 so we can get some scoops out of William Constantine. Now, tons of questions for you. A lot of them came in from emails. Let's start with this question. Now, a lot of people, of course, if we could have a life coach, I think everybody would want a life coach because they're so very necessary in this day and age, especially for people who are ambitious and goal-oriented and really, really want to take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. So my first question is, at what point in one's life should you consider hiring a life coach?
I'd say anytime you want to advance further in life than where you already are. You know, a lot of people go through life and they allow themselves to be constantly stuck. So if you're constantly complaining about the situations that you find yourself in and you're looking for a way out, a lot of times a life coach will be the person to encourage you to get sort of out of your comfort zone and into the game again. So it's a lot like coaching in sports. I mean, you need a coach in order to help you improve your game. A life coach helps you improve your game of life. And because that's the biggest game you're playing, you want to take advantage of a really good life coach that can bring out the best in you.
Now, they have various types of coaches. I've heard of health coaches, and I've heard of – this is like a new trend. There's like health coaches and sports coaches, and there's a whole bunch of people becoming coaches in particular fields. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's – I think that there's like a life coach will help you in a lot of different areas. And then you have – certain people that are sort of specializing, sort of like a plastic surgeon might, you know, specialize in facelifts or
right.
tummy tucks or whatever the situation is, or, you know, breast augmentation. And so I think that there's a lot of specialization that's going on.
How does one find the most compatible life coach for their needs?
Well, first they need to know what they're looking for. And then it's a matter of doing the research and, like you said, you know, in the opening of the show, do the research and find somebody that you click with. You know, I talk to, you know, my clients. I send out a questionnaire, which, you know, gives me an idea. And then the first initial consultation is basically trying to figure out what it is that they're looking for from the sessions. In other words, you know, I want my clients to be able to hold me, you know, my feet to the flames, as well as I want to know what it is that I need to be doing for them so that I can hold their feet to the flames.
Now, what do you feel are the – for people who say, hey, that sounds like an exciting profession and that feels right, because sometimes you hear what the definition of a career is and you go, ooh, you know what? I think I could do that. I might want to try that. I'm at a point in my life. I want to do a career transition. How can anyone become a life coach, or how do you become a life coach?
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody can become a life coach. I think that the biggest thing is you need to have a passion for people. And, you know, and I think that you have to have some, like, you're familiar with my history, right? So I think that you need to have some type of, you know, defeating the odds background, so that way, you know, it's different. It's like if I was overweight and was offering a class at the local health spa, and obviously I'm going in there at 500 pounds, and I'm offering something saying this is how you lose weight. Odds are you're not necessarily going to trust what it is that I'm saying because I don't reflect what it is that I'm teaching. So I think that you want somebody that actually walks the walk. And so when you're looking into getting to the field, I think that that's really what you're going to want to find out. You know, are you passionate about helping people live overwhelmingly a successful life, in all areas, or are you just trying to, do you want to focus on, this is how you break through the weight loss barrier, or this is how you, handle careers, or whatever the situation is. I think you need to figure out what type of coach you want to be, or if you just want to be an overall sort of life coach. And, and go from there.
I guess we covered which it's all, but it's almost like you're psychic because you were already on top of the next question. It's almost like it. My next question was going to be, what are the top three characteristic traits necessary to be a life coach? And I guess we covered one. You have to be passionate about wanting to help people. What are a couple other characteristic traits that you definitely need to have to be a life coach?
Well, I think that you need to be able to listen, and I think that you need to be able to understand where sort of the human conditioning and where certain beliefs get picked up and how to help people facilitate through those. So, when we're born, Priscilla, we're born with basically no limiting beliefs, right? We could honestly sit on our kitchen floor with, a pot and play with it for hours and be totally entertained. And the thing is that as we're growing up, our parents tell us this is how we're supposed to live life, or this is what they want out of us, or, get your head out of the clouds, or pursue this career because it's where the money's at. So all of a sudden, what we do is we start getting conditioned by the people that we trust. So our parents, society, school, you name it. And we just start accepting these belief systems that get handed to us. And then how we respond to our present scenario is based on what we're holding in our subconscious mind, which is, our beliefs. So a lot of times it's a matter of being able to help people release limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering beliefs. Or taking a negative scenario in their life and linking positive things, that way they become empowered, not disempowered by that particular experience.
Got it. Now, to be a life coach, what type of education is necessary?
Well, it really depends on...
Other than life education, what, you got to be certified, et cetera. I heard about something. I'm not sure what this is, but I think there's some sort of a measuring guide, something with KRAs and some complicated little letters that go along with the measurement of being a life coach. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things, and, it's sort of like... The same thing in the psychic field is there's different organizations that certify quote unquote life coaches, and that's well and dandy. But, I think that as long as you're passionate and you know what you're doing, you could probably get started. But the issue is I have a doctorate in metaphysics. So, I deal a lot with, manifestation board, vision board, sort of the secret type stuff. And, I've been considered sort of Tony Robbins meets Deepak Chopra with a twist of Wayne Dyer, so it's sort of like, I'm a merger of all these different, personas. And the thing is that I believe that it's best to have some type of educational background because you begin to know your game a little bit more and you become a little bit more comfortable. But as far as it sets you apart from other people. know, because there's life coaches that aren't certified. There's life coaches that, you know, really don't, like in any field, there's frauds and there's, you know, people that don't really know what it is that they're doing. So
I wouldn't feel comfortable going to anyone that wasn't certified personally. I want to make sure if I'm paying, I'm going to get some sort of certification from someone that says, yeah, he's not a wacko just trying to, you know, get some money and talk about himself 24 hours a day. So I think.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the coaching session isn't really about, you know, me. It's about how I can help you get through whatever particular scenario you're trying to get through. And
I'm laughing because I know that that's what a life coach is supposed to be. But I just talked to a friend. I was having dinner and I talked to a friend recently. And that's exactly what this guy, and he was certified too. It was so funny because I said, I'm going to have William Constantini as a life coach coming on the show. And she said, oh my God, I don't even want to hear those two words. And she said, I finally made a decision to make an appointment with a life coach. And I did all this research. And then finally I went with this guy and I don't know if that is on her because she said she did research, but she ended up going to him and he talked about himself like for 3 hours. And I don't even know how he kept her in that room for 3 hours because I would have been gone after 15 minutes, but she's really nice and polite. And that was one of her things. She's passive aggressive. So she was like hating sitting there, but she couldn't get up to leave. But yeah, he talked about himself and I just don't understand that. But he certified and credentialed, and yet he wanted to talk about his whole life for 3 hours. So you got to be careful.
I mean, I could see that as an initial, like, here's where I'm coming from, you know, and then let's get into the game. But,
he's like, here's where I'm coming from. This is where I've been, and this is where I'm going. This is what I like to wear, and this is what I like to eat. What are the main tasks of a life coach in reference to analyzing a potential client?
Well, really, you want to know where that client's coming from. You know, what their struggles are, maybe what they consider triumphs or where they consider their successes, what they're emotionally motivated by. You want to know a lot of different aspects because it's going to be my job to help use some of those things to help motivate the client or, you know, create connectors to something, say, like somebody who might maybe wants to get up off the couch but lacks the motivation to do so. You know, it's going to be, okay, you know, like for me, wildlife photography is one thing that gets me up off of the couch, and I could walk for hours as long as I have a camera in my hand. But, you know, and so I think that a lot of people lack passion in life when it comes to even love life, whatever the situation is. There's a lot of people that go through these experiences and they're not passionate about it, or they say that they lost passion. No, what you lost was interest. And so what happens is when you begin to lose the interest, then all of a sudden, you know, you're allowing yourself to sort of dissipate from that. And, you know, when you reconnect the passion and say, okay, this is really why I initially got started, or this is what I wanted to do, you know, so I think that you need to help the client get clear with what it is that they're wanting to achieve, you know, because the only time I could hold your feet to the fire is if I know what it is that you're looking to do. So I, you know, with all my clients, I have a questionnaire that goes out. It's like a 3-page questionnaire, you know, basic questions.
You go. You did it again. You are stealing all of my – you're totally psychic. That was my next question, William. I'm gonna kill you. You're taking all my questions. My next question was, what do you ask? And I want to hone in on this more because I know you were about to tell me. But specifically, and this comes from – hold on. I got to give credit to this comes from Emily from Richmond, Virginia. And I took your question, Emily, and what I did was I reworded it because I know where you wanted to go with that, but I just kind of reworded it. So sorry about that. Okay, so what questions do you ask that make clients really focus in on what what they want to change or improve on, that can also create a launching point of your coaching alliance and how it sets the tone for the work that's about to
come. I'll give you an example of one question that I don't necessarily ask on my questionnaire, but I ask in the first consultation, which is, if it's somebody who maybe doesn't feel like they're on the right career alignment with what it is that they want to do, the question I ask is, if you could do anything you wanted day in and day out and sacrifice a paycheck, what would it be? In other words, what would get you out of bed every day and you jump out of bed and want to do it and not care about getting paid?
That's exactly what I tell them. Yeah, hobbies, right? I mean, if what you like to do as a hobby could end up becoming a career. And yet people go, oh, no, that's just a hobby. I can't really make a living at it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can make a living selling Smurfs. You know, the thing is it's a matter of what you're passionate about. Because people underestimate passion. And I think, you know, when I'm talking about passion, I'm not talking about rolling around in the sack. That is part of passion. But, you know, there's another aspect of passion that makes you do the things that you do. And, you know, and it's because you're emotionally launched by it. And because there's those emotional triggers, you want to jump up and get out of bed. You know, when I get out of bed, I launch myself out of bed. I mean, I'm up and I'm at 'em and I'm ready to roll. You know, it's not, I don't crawl out of bed. I don't, you know, rub my eyes. I'm up, you know. And the thing is the medium side of me doesn't sleep much. So when I actually jump up, most people are surprised because of the fact that, you know, I've been up all night. But I think the thing is that people need to have that passion. And we're living in this world where we're really disconnecting from all the things that should empower us, and one of them happens to be passion. So that's the biggest thing that I could say as far as a career-type question, because when you have that answer, and I mean truly have that answer, then it's a matter of how can you make that, you know, be a career. So, for example, if somebody said to me, William, I love working with animals no matter what it is, I would be happy-go-lucky just getting up and knowing that I'm serving animals. Well, in that case, they could be the next Cesar Millan, or they could, you know, go into vet school, or they could do whatever it is that they want. They can even start their own shelter, you know, rescue animals, rehabilitate animals, volunteer in an animal shelter. Whatever the situation is, they can make that a career path. And most people have this blockage. Why? Because our parents and society says that in order to be successful in life, we need to go to school, get good grades, go on to further education, and do. That's good for some people in their path.
William,
but other people.
William, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we have a caller, and the caller is on the line. And so I'm so sorry, but you were on a roll. We're going to get back to that. Caller, you are on the line to talk to William Constantine.
Hi, hello? William.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Priscilla. Good,
hello.
Good.
What's your name, caller?
So I have a Mason.
Oh, hi. Okay. What question do you have for William Constantine today?
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of my friends are going through a lot of career changes. They're asking me what career path is right for them. So what advice would you give to them to reassure them that they are actually choosing the right path?
Honestly, I would say for them to – I mean, are they – choosing a path that they're passionate about, or are they following the dollar?
Exactly. I mean, a lot of them, it's one or the other. But like a lot of them have skill sets they're not utilizing. So I'm trying to give them advice, and they're like, well, you know, the money's not there, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess what you're trying to say.
You tell them this. You tell them that if they follow what they love, the money will follow. So if you're doing anything that you love and that you're passionate about, the money will follow. I mean, there's people that have made crazy money because they were passionate about Bill Gates, for example, you know, that he was crazy about being a nerd and, you know, building this whole empire. And in the beginning, there was no money, right? Like Microsoft was paying people off of basically credit, you know, like stock into the into the company. And then when the right. company launched, I mean, it made people, janitors were multimillionaires. So it's a matter of sticking in and having faith that what it is that you're doing is the higher calling for you. So a lot of people need to just follow their passion. And I think Joseph Campbell said it by, you know, you have to follow your bliss.
That's totally true. A lot of people, I think, have trouble finding what they actually are passionate and blissful for. So kind of like, what kind of advice do you have to people who have, you know, eight things that, you know, they're passionate about, but they need to kind of hone into one thing to make a career path for themselves? Like, what advice would you have me tell them?
I am all over that, William. I am all over that question that Mason asked too, because there are people, now I'm going to reference specifically here in Los Angeles. There are people out here, and a lot of people on the East Coast or other, and who are not in the entertainment industry, let me say, may not understand this, but when you're in the entertainment industry, there are many, many things that you do. You can be an actor, a singer, a dancer, a model, a musician. You can do all of it because it's inclusive to under the umbrella of that particular field. And sometimes we think, oh my God, well, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, but I'm not really mastering, or I'm not really moving forward progressively in one area. So I think that that may be a question that I'm asking too, because we have so many hats that we wear out here. How do we know, or should we try to be focusing on one, or just continue to do a lot of them? How do you know which one is the one for you?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's a matter of doing the things that make you happy. So if there's eight different things in your life that make you happy, first you find the one main focal point. Okay, so say maybe your main goal is to be an actor. Okay, and then maybe you want to, if you know what type of film you want to act in, or if you want to do stage work, then you know that initially, maybe if you want, the voice work is obviously something that you're going to need to hone in on. So, you know, working on vocal classes and that type of stuff, and really learning different tools and techniques of talking in different dialects. So I think that there's a lot of things that you could really hone in on. But first, you need to have one, and then link your other eight things around that one particular field. And if they don't match, then certain things are going to fall to the wayside temporarily. But mostly, everything interconnects. I mean, you can connect anything, because there's a business side to everything. There's a business side to being an actor or an actress. There's a business side to you know, selling yourself. There's a business side to being a life coach or a psychic or whatever the situation is. So you're always going to be able to wax and wane sort of between the two. And that's really what will create the dynamic of who you are and your brand.
How do you know when the right one, say you have all these skills, you're a producer, a director, an actor, or this or that, how do you know which one, say you love doing a little bit of all of them, how do you know which one you should really focus on?
Well, that's going to be dependent on whatever one you're more passionate about, like whatever one really, you know, excites you. And so for some people, they can't really make that decision. So they like directing some, and they like starring in, you know, movies or having roles or doing different things, because it's all about challenging yourself. So, you know, a lot of times what we're passionate about also challenges us. So when, you know, especially in the acting field, there's a lot of different fields that you could get into that ultimately challenges you. So it's a matter of interchanging and linking the, you know, those things that you're really passionate about, tying them all together and saying, okay, how can I make this all work for me? You know, and then you make that career for yourself, you know, and it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to make one focus, and then you're going to draw in, you know, say sector one, and then sector two, and then sector three, and then you're going to pull it all together into one final process. If you focus on them all, you're just going to get overwhelmed. And then you're going to feel like you're not really doing anything except for running ragged in circles.
That's
so you're
right.
going to feel incomplete. So really what you want to do is you want to have that sense of success, which will empower you to do more. So how you get success is by starting small, getting success, you know, feeling successful because you're out there, you're doing it, you're living it, and then adding to the pile of things. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me perfectly. I think we dropped Mason. I don't know what happened. He got dropped from the line, but I just want to thank you so much, Mason, for calling in. Those were really great questions, and I hope that William answered it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. You're on Question Reality.
Hello, hello. I'm so happy to be on Question Reality. I've been enjoying everything that William's been saying about passion and what you've been asking about, you know, having different areas of what you love to do.
What is your name, please?
I'm Pamela.
Pamela. Okay, Pamela, what question do you have for Mr. Constantine today?
Now it's wonderful. I'm listening right now. I'm going to turn this down. I actually have a question for William. I understand that he is also a psychic that is able to channel people, and it just so happens that a man that's been very important in my life for many years recently passed away about 2 weeks ago.
Cancer.
Actually, early Parkinson's, 13-year battle with early Parkinson's, and wonderful, wonderful man. And but his name is Gene Bua. And anyway, I was wondering if you might be able to channel Gene, for lack of a better word. I don't know, speak with him. But because I am, like, very much like Priscilla was talking about, an artist that can do so many things, I wear many, many hats. And as an actress and a singer, and I'm wondering how best to achieve a greater level of success in my career. What is the, you know, what can I focus on for the best potential for my long-term growth and happiness?
Okay. As to the channeling question, that takes a little bit, I mean, that's a lot, that's a whole different ballgame. So, you know, I can answer your questions about how to get the most out of your career.
Okay.
So,
and maybe you can contact each other off the show and then maybe talk about that. Okay, go ahead, William.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so is there a particular aspect of this, because you said that you're an artist, so is there a particular aspect or part of your career that you're really wanting, you're not feeling enriched by, or you're not feeling like you're maximizing your potential?
Well, as a singer, I'm having fairly good success. My rock band, All Original New Orleans Flavored Rock Band, just got signed. We have a big, very nice publishing deal. And I'm also, I'm fluent in French, and I'm getting ready to perform again a show that I wrote about the life of Edith Piaf again, which was very successful. But as far as an actress, I am also an actress, but I haven't been able to focus so much on my acting career because I've been focusing more on the singing, because again, it's about making a living, and singing has been, you know, something that I can just go out and do myself in terms of being self-empowered. Whereas as an actress, you need a good representative, you need a good agent, you need someone who's going to, you know, present you properly to the casting directors. And I feel frustrated in that regard. I love my agent. She believes in me, but I haven't really been able to have much success with her. And I'd love to know how best to go about getting a better representative, and if that's something that I should do, quote unquote, not liking to use the word should I focus more on my singing career or neglect my acting career, or what would your advice be?
I mean, I wouldn't neglect anything, but here's what I know is
yeah.
a lot of people you know, put this airy fairy magic into agents, and they believe that the agent is going to secure them all this other type of work. And, you know, and then there's other people that are basically they are their own agent, and they get themselves, they put their ear to the grindstone, and they get themselves out on you know, auditions. And I mean, Priscilla knows all sorts of websites to go find casting calls, and she's constantly posting things. So, you know, I think that a lot of times, you know, we have this sort of faith that an agent is going to take us to the next level. And really what I think it is it's really our belief in ourselves. And so if you're neglecting that acting side of yourself, then part of yourself is probably feeling insecure in some aspects, either insecure in the fact that you don't know how good you are in the acting thing because you haven't really been able to experience it, so you feel more secure.
Actually, that's you know, that's what's crazy is that I it's not a question of insecurity. You know, the first movie role I ever did was opposite a huge star, and I studied with one of the greatest acting coaches ever who really believed in me. It's more, I think, a question of, you know, maybe...
For your priorities, Eric.
Yeah, priorities maybe, you know, but I would like to be able to do it all. And I don't
Well, you know, and that's possible because,
you know.
Well, not really, because first off, I mean, as a singer, you could get a role in I mean, Broadway, obviously. And then there's other things, because now there's a lot of these movies where songs are playing a role, like where they all of a sudden break out into song. And so there's a lot of things that you can merge the two. And because singing is a career, and because singing takes so much of a vocal ability, you know, because you have to go through different ranges and, you know, the, so as an actress, that would obviously put you a league above others because you had such a control over your voice. So, you know,
that
you're going to
really
want to do, I mean, you're going to want to, you know, put that and showcase that. And you're going to also really want to maybe, because like a lot of the Disney movies, a lot of voiceover work and so on and so forth. I mean, even if you just started, you know, doing things that way, whether it's songs like holiday songs for, you know, Christmas commercials or whatever the situation is, I mean, you can always get out there. There's always ways to showcase yourself. And, you know, even if you wanted to now, I mean, there's so many ways to get out there as far as YouTube.
Right.
You know, like at the music side, you guys could record a little music video or a little ditty, and then you can go on and whoever you sound like, you know, I'm not familiar with your music, but you could go on and do a video response to, like, the official music video or people that are talking about that. And, you know, that particular band. And so, for example, you could say, sounds like Elvis Presley. And you could reply that, you know, and title it and all that stuff. And that will also help get you marketed. So, obviously, because you got signed and everything else, you're already going to start being in the limelight. So what will probably end up happening is you're going to link and you're going to be able to cross over into other realms. I mean, if Paris Hilton can do it, you could do it.
And you've got to, I want to interject here, you've got to, because you got to start thinking about yourself more as an entrepreneur, and you really have to instill the business aspect. And when you're an entrepreneur, you have to dedicate periods of time throughout your day to focus on individual tasks. So if you want to do the crossover thing, you got to say, okay, today, Monday, I'm going to dedicate to working on my acting career. I'm going to send out my headshots, even though they don't do too much with that anymore, but you can still send out. But you get postcards. You get postcards with your name if you're in something. Even if you are a singer and you are performing at Molly Malone's, send that to an agent who is an acting agent, because they like to go out to see things as well. They come out to see you. They introduce themselves. You say, oh, by the way, I'm also an actress, not just a singer. But sending little postcards to them, inviting them to your gigs is very important. Don't think because you're a singer that you can't send it to an agent.
Right, because what you're doing is you're really identifying with one aspect of your personality. Instead of seeing yourself as being both, you're really identifying with the musician side of you rather than the actress side of you. So as long as you're making that, you know, an identity, then all of a sudden that's what you're going to be focused on. Is if you see yourself as a musician, then you're going to be constantly pursuing, and because you're getting success, where you're going to focus is where that success is coming from. So because you haven't, you know, been ultimately successful with the acting thing, you know, and the music thing is rolling in for you, then, you know, it's going to be one of the things that you're focusing on. And, but like, look at, take somebody like The Rock, you know, who's a wrestler, which is a form of acting, but now all of a sudden he's in major motion pictures and doing all sorts of crazy stuff because he followed that one thing that was getting him, you know, out there in a platform. And then he decided, hey, I want to do this. And I think now the business is so easy to just jump the bridge and be able to, you know, cross over at any point. So, you know, there's pages that, like, there's IMDb that you can, you know, sign up for. And if you were in a movie with, you know, Across the Good Actor, then that could be something that would be good to have on your sort of acting resume. And, you know, just start putting yourself out there. You know, if you don't have a website, put up a website, whether, you know, whether you want to make it mutually exclusive to, you know, okay, here's everything about my music on, you know, www, only music me, whatever. And then there's, you know, your acting part of the website, or you can take one website and say, okay, you know, here's my bio and then, you know, about my music and then about, you know, my acting, or, you know, and then do, if you have a clip of that movie, then obviously you could start putting together a reel, you know.
Because, this is all great advice.
Yeah, the bottom line is that you got to get yourself out there. We got 2 minutes, so I'm going to have to end the call.
Okay.
But thank you so much, Pamela,
you're welcome.
For calling
thank
in.
You. You're, thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Yeah, okay.
We are going to wrap this up, William. A lot of great advice today. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I just want to get down to a question from Lisa from Staten Island. She said, I think I really need a life coach, but I heard they cost a fortune. Is it really pricey? And I guess that would be what's your response to that statement?
I think a life coach is an investment in yourself. So if you're looking at, like, you're investing in me and my bottom line, that's not what you're doing. So ultimately, there's price points all over the board. So, you know, like, for example, I have packages that, you know, if you wanted to do usually like a 3-month minimum, you know, I charge $65 an hour. So is that pricey for some? Maybe. You know, for others, maybe not. So it's a matter of, I think it's equivalent to a good therapist.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to pick somebody if you can't afford $65 an hour, then don't try to go to someone who charges that. You have to go to someone that's affordable in your range and don't feel stressed out that you can't. It's
affordable and credited to some point.
It really depends on what you – of course, you know, if somebody says they're charging $10, you don't want that person either because, come on, that's not really –
Here's the thing is you want – you know, you have to look at it as an investment in yourself. And if you can't turn around and sacrifice a Starbucks coffee every now and then or whatever the situation in order to motivate yourself – you know, because really that's what I see is if somebody comes in and says, okay, William, here's what I'm willing to do. I want to do a 3-month minimum, da 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 da. I'll work with people on prices. They could do payment plans, whatever the situation is. But, you know, ultimately it's about if they show that commitment and say, look, I'm committed to me, you know, about in the process to get me to where I need to be going, because life coaching isn't like therapy. You know, it's not like in one session you're going to come out and be healed or, you know, and it's not like you go to a therapist, and the therapist sits and listens and you basically talk yourself out of your own problem. But with a life coach, with a life coach, it's more interactive. And the life coach says, okay, like what is it that you're looking for, and here's how we're going to get there, and
here
this is what we're going to do in order to get there.
Yeah, they kind of, it's like homework. Yeah, here are your goals, here are your objectives, this is, do you think you need to work on this? And this, they just kind of lead you and guide you, and then you come back and report to them. And sometimes you need that. If you're having a problem doing it on your own, then you need to help.
Well, and some, and I mean, some offer email support, phone support.
Yeah,
like, if you're a client with, I mean, if you're my client, for example, I mean, I offer all the above. So you can contact me on the phone. If I'm not available, then obviously you leave a message, you know, and but I'll reply back, or you could send me an email, you know.
Exactly.
So that's all part of the package. Now, I don't charge you additionally for emails. I mean, some people do. So it's a matter of really going to with somebody who's at a price point that's relatively affordable for you.
Personality has to be compatible. Very important. Very important. You do have to get along and not feel that this person is threatening or trying to talk you into doing something you don't want to do. Don't try to. So if you feel pressured, you need to say, "Ah, oh, this person is not for me." Oh my God, I'm getting the clue. We got to go. It is way over. We are over. Okay, William, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I want to thank everybody who called in today. Thank you so, so very much. William Constantine, life coach. His website is drwilliamconstantine.com. Check it out. He's fantastic. We love William Constantine on the show. And I want to thank you. Thank you. Call William Constantine. He will help you with your life and get you on the right track. We got to get started because the new year is upon us. So we got to make all new goals, all new goals. Okay, everybody. William, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And say goodbye to your fans, William Constantine.
Goodbye. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Go roll a snowball for me. I'm depressed. I want a snowball.
All right.
All right, sweetie.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. See you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.